This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. White House physician Sean Connolly and a large medical team say President Donald Trump is doing very well dealing with his COVID-19 symptoms, including a cough, that he's having no problems breathing and has been fever-free for 24 hours. He is being treated with the antiviral drug remdesivir. The doctors would not speculate how long the president might be hospitalized, but say he is in good spirits. Mr. Trump, who had long downplayed the virus, has joined more than 7.3 million people in the United States to be hit by the coronavirus infection. After taking an experimental drug at the White House, the president was helicoptered to Walter Reed National Medical Center. The 74-year-old chief executive has canceled all of his re-election campaign events until further notice, this just a month before the November 3rd election. We're told the president will carry out his official duties in a specially equipped suite at Walter Reed, that his authority remains fully intact. In his first Twitter message after being admitted to the hospital, he wrote, "Going well, I think. Thank you to all. Love." First Lady Melania Trump, also suffering from COVID, remains at the White House and is said to be doing well. But there is concern being expressed about how many in the president's inner circle he might have infected before he showed any virus symptoms. Politico was the first to report that among those who have tested positive is Trump campaign manager Bill Stepien. The same is true for the head of the Republican Party, Ronna McDaniel, and at least some who attended last weekend's Rose Garden event when the president announced his choice of Judge Amy Coney Barrett for the U.S. Supreme Court. Among those testing positive, Republican Senators Mike Lee and Tom Tillis, former White House counselor Kellyanne Conway, and the president of the University of Notre Dame. Included in the stark irony in all of this, President Trump's words from last May when he told reporters he felt no COVID vulnerability whatsoever. More news online, including the president's condition, at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Chinese state media report that President Xi Jinping has sent a message to President Trump and his wife Melania, wishing them a speedy recovery from an illness Mr. Trump refers to as the China virus. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden continues his campaign while offering President Trump his best wishes for a speedy recovery. Biden has for now stopped using a series of negative ads aimed at Mr. Trump's performance in office, though he says the president's illness should serve as a lesson about the importance of such safeguards as face coverings. He called it, quote, a bracing reminder to all of us that we have to take this virus seriously. The latest coronavirus numbers from Johns Hopkins University worldwide, nearly 34.7 million infections and 1,029,000 fatalities. Here in the U.S., deaths total close to 209,000. Brazil comes next with a loss of 145,000 lives. 8 months after the coronavirus arrived in India, the number of deaths from the disease today rose well above 100,000. Nearly 6.5 million people have been infected in India, a case count second only to the United States. Police in Australia's coronavirus hotspot, the state of Victoria, today strengthened patrolling as crowds of people in the capital, Melbourne, ignored stringent lockdown restrictions at beaches on the warmest weekend in months. Under lockdown rules, Melbourne's nearly 5 million people are only allowed to exercise or socialize outdoors for a maximum of 2 hours a day. They're also required to stay close to home and wear masks in public places. But television and social media footage showed large numbers of beachgoers without face coverings as temperatures soared ahead of summer in the southern hemisphere. Victoria Premier Daniel Andrews called the behavior unacceptable. Britain's Foreign Minister Dominic Raab said today he worried for Boris Johnson's life when the Prime Minister was hospitalized with COVID-19 in April. Raab stood in for him for almost a month while he recovered. Johnson first became ill in late March and spent time in intensive care. The UK has lost more than 42,000 people to the coronavirus. In the U.S. state of California, fire crews are battling flames raging in the foothills of the Napa Valley wine region. As forecast, this weekend called for a return of dangerous high winds and hot weather. The so-called glass fire broke out last Sunday near the resort community of Calistoga, some 75 miles north of San Francisco. It's already destroyed about 250 homes and other structures. Thick smoke covers deserted Napa Valley communities that would typically be crowded with visitors for the annual grape harvest. Armenia is pledging to work with Russia, the United States, and France on renewing a ceasefire in Nagorno-Karabakh, the breakaway enclave in the South Caucasus. Azerbaijan, which is fighting ethnic Armenian forces, has not responded to the call for a stand down. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News. We'll be right back.